Victoria 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org, or request that your smart speaker play Kansas Public Radio. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high near 28 degrees. More details coming up along with the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom at 6 o'clock.
Good morning. For the second straight day, President Trump rambled about Americans from Somalia. He also talked of deporting a U.S. citizen.
There is now a real opportunity to end the war, but as Kyiv and cities across Ukraine continue to come under near nightly attack, Zelensky said negotiations must be accompanied by pressure on Russia. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
A CDC vaccine advisory panel meets today to consider whether to change a longstanding recommendation to vaccinate all newborns against hepatitis B. NPR's Maria Godoy reports.
Hepatitis B is a virus that attacks the liver. The disease can lead to liver cancer, cirrhosis, and death. And the risks are much higher for people infected as infants. Before the U.S. began universally vaccinating newborns in 1991, some 18,000 children each year became infected before age 10. About half were infected by their mothers at birth. The other half got it from somewhere else. The virus is found in blood and other bodily fluids, and it can live on surfaces for up to a week. The risks are everywhere. Infections have been documented at daycares, on sports teams, from shared toothbrushes and razors. Since vaccination at birth became routine, hepatitis B case rates in the U.S. have plummeted by 99%.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A California startup plans to build what it says is the world's first nuclear reactor that is 1 mile underground, and it has picked Parsons, Kansas for the location. Deep Fission CEO Liz Muller says the company will break ground at an industrial park on Tuesday.
Working with the Great Plains Industrial Park has been very positive. I think they have a significant need for energy, and it looks like Deep Fission is a really good fit for that particular use case.
Deep Fission wants the reactor operational by July to show federal regulators it works. After that, it would pursue approval for commercial operation. The reactor could power a big energy user like a data center. County commissioners, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration, and the state's two Republican senators say they support the project. With the Trump administration once again threatening to withhold food assistance funding from Kansas and other states, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she has, quote, no interest in being bullied into releasing information that is personal and private. The administration is demanding the personal information of people who receive food assistance. Kansas is among more than 20 states that have refused the request. The administration says it needs the information to root out alleged fraud and will withhold funding from states that don't comply. KSNT reports Governor Kelly is currently working with her legal team to determine how best to respond. A Lenexa man is under arrest after allegedly attacking an 85-year-old woman with a hammer at the Olathe Whole Foods. 50-year-old Christopher Brewer is charged with one count of aggravated battery causing great bodily harm or disfigurement. The attack occurred last Saturday around 12:30 p.m. Passersby intervened to stop it. The Kansas City Star reports the woman suffered lacerations and facial fractures. Brewer was still holding the hammer when police arrived. Police have given no explanation for the attack. A new report gives Kansas a less-than-stellar grade when it comes to highway safety. The group Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety graded each state as green, yellow, or red. Only 5 states received the top green rating. Kansas was one of 36 that received a yellow rating. 9 states received the lowest red rating, including Missouri. Among other things, the report criticizes Kansas for not requiring all motorcyclists and their passengers to wear a helmet. In college basketball last night, the KU women defeated Northwestern 74-62. Weather forecast for this Thursday: sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 28 degrees. Tonight it'll be clear with a low around 19. Tomorrow mostly sunny, little warmer, highs tomorrow near 44. Outlook for the weekend right now, not too bad. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 29. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 14 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 13. It's 6:07.
Support
in many ways, because, you know, we are a country that believes the crime of one is not the crime of many. And, you know, these are people who are being prosecuted, and it is not fair to scapegoat the whole Somali community, of whom have been law abiding and grateful people that have chosen to make Minnesota their home.
That is Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She's a Democrat from Minnesota. Congresswoman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, and thank you for listening. Coming up on Morning Edition in about 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, a California startup is going to drill 1 mile deep in Parsons, Kansas, and install a nuclear reactor that it plans to turn on and demonstrate by the 4th of July. We'll hear more about that plan coming up at 6:45.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Here's the weather forecast for your Thursday. Sunny skies today, high temperatures near 28 degrees. Winds not too bad out of the north, around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm later. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 19 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 41. Sunday, things cool off, mostly cloudy with a high on Sunday, only around 29 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 14. Topeka, partly cloudy, and 13 degrees in Manhattan right now. It's mostly clear and 14 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, India's diplomatic tightrope. Will its close ties to President Putin, who's visiting, further sour its relationship with the US? Also, we'll remember the American guitarist Steve Cropper, the man behind countless 60s soul classics.
BBC NewsHour starts at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Sony Pictures Classics.
Ideology, if they disagree with it.
Ideology has essentially become a form of name-calling. It's a way of sort of saying you have ridiculous or stupid beliefs.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. How the meaning of ideology has changed on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. As well as a complete look at your forecast, can tell you today will be sunny with a high near 28. That's still about 16 degrees below average for this date. Things will warm up a little bit tomorrow. All the details coming right up at 6:30.
Colorado School of Medicine.
Babies can still get it from people in their own household.
Hepatitis B can spread without direct contact through the bodily fluids of infected people. Sharing personal items like toothbrushes can be enough. The CDC panel is expected to vote on new recommendations for the hepatitis B vaccine on Friday.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An industrial park in Parsons, Kansas, will be the site of a 1 mile deep nuclear reactor. The company says it's the first of its kind. Liz Muller is the CEO of the advanced nuclear company Deep Fission. She says the goal is to have the reactor up and running by July to demonstrate it for federal regulators.
We won't be generating electricity at that time. That's just showing that the reactor does what we say it's going to do and that it can be operated safely.
Mueller says putting a reactor at the bottom of a deep borehole adds to its safety and will make nuclear power significantly less expensive. Deep Fission is targeting data centers and other industries as end users for its nuclear energy. The family of a Kansas State prison inmate who was allegedly killed by his cellmate last year is suing the state. The victim, Brooks Von Thayer, was dead for 2 days before his cellmate, Matthew McDaniel, alerted corrections officers at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. Von Thayer was stabbed multiple times. McDaniel has been charged with murder. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Von Thayer's relatives allege the Kansas Department of Corrections failed to adequately protect him. Police are investigating after a water tower in Pottawatomie County was damaged by gunfire. The tower is in Olsburg. The damage was reported Wednesday, but police say it may have occurred between August and November. The Pottawatomie County Rural Water Department No. 2 says it may cost as much as $100,000 to repair the damage. WIBW-TV reports the damage does not appear to be impacting water service in the district. A teenager has been arrested after he allegedly robbed a bank in western Kansas. The alleged robbery took place at the Equity Bank in Holcomb on Tuesday afternoon. The 16-year-old male was arrested in the bank's parking lot. Police say the teen was wearing a mask and was armed with a knife. KSN reports the investigation is ongoing. Weather forecast for today: sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 28 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 19. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny, little warmer, highs near 44. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 29. In Lawrence right now, it's mostly cloudy, 14 degrees at 634.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And then make these huge decisions affecting immigrants' lives. Here's Emmett Soper, who was with the agency for 20 years before being fired this year.
It's not something that you pick up right away. And with all of these judges, many of whom are very experienced, being fired, the agency is losing something that it will take a long time to get back if they ever can.
I'm remembering last year Congress tried to hire more judges and Republicans sank that on the orders, the dictation of President Trump. So has the agency tried anything else to just hire more regular judges?
The Justice Department has launched a campaign to hire what it is calling, quote, deportation judges. They did get a lot of money from Congress in order to do that this year. And the hiring campaign offers a pay recruitment incentive for those to work in courts out of New York, California, and Massachusetts. Our reporting shows those locations have been particularly hit hard by the firings.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to KPR's Morning Edition. Coming up, one thing that has bucked the trend of rising prices has been computers. Technological advances have underpinned a consistent drop in the price of computers, but experts say this may be changing. We'll hear more at 6:51.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's Thursday, December 4th. Today is the birthday of Jonathan the Tortoise, who lives on St. Helena, an island in the South Atlantic. It's believed he was born in 1832, so he is celebrating his, 193rd birthday today. Born when Andrew Jackson was president. Happy birthday, Jonathan. Weather forecast for today: sunny skies with a high temperature near 28 degrees. That's about 16 degrees below average for this date. Tonight, clear with a low around 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow a little warmer. Highs tomorrow near 44. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 14 degrees at 6:44.
Hi, this is Feli, director of KPR. And as 2025 comes to a close, local news has never been more essential. But with federal funding gone, we depend entirely on this community. Start your ongoing gift of $15 or more now at kansaspublicradio.org, and you may claim a KPR ornament. And it'll be matched by the Harrison Family Fund with the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your support today secures tomorrow's news.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. A man in New Zealand stole jewelry. He took a Fabergé egg pendant from a store in Auckland and he swallowed it. The pendant had a tiny golden octopus inside. It was inspired by a Bond movie, so he ate a whole egg and also ate octopus. Police arrested the man but have yet to recover the pendant, so they have an officer constantly monitoring the man.
Ooh, I sure hope everything comes out all right.
This too shall pass. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more, MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. And from Fisher Investments, as a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. A California startup is going to drill 1 mile deep in Parsons, Kansas, and install a nuclear reactor that it plans to turn on and demonstrate by the 4th of July. The company says it would be the first of this type of reactor in the world. Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda explain.
Okay, Celia, we've known this startup, Deep Fission, had its eyes on Kansas for building one of these underground reactors, but we just found out some of the details. What are they?
Right. So Deep Fission is a company that's here, and the KCC doesn't have all the answers yet. It needs more information. Just one quick example, like if a utility in Kansas, if a utility wants to build a nuclear plant, it needs a siting permit with a public hearing at the KCC. But does Deep Fission count as a utility under those rules? The KCC doesn't know for sure yet, and it's in the early stages of communicating with this company.
That's Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda. The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show today from 9 till noon, Daryl Brogdon's in for Cordelia this morning. He'll have Songs for the Season by the KU Choirs and the Elizabethan Singers. Also, the rarely heard bucolic suite of Rafe Vaughan Williams, plus music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. Join us for the classics today from 9 till noon on KPR1 stations. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Coming up in 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 28 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 14. Topeka, partly cloudy, 13 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
Wasn't as good as being glitch-free. So, if a meeting is important, make sure your internet connection is one of the better ones. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, Zach Brown of the Zach Brown Band reveals how music led him out of his troubled youth. Listen in the NPR app or on this public radio station. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Coming up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your weather forecast at 7 o'clock.
Good morning. The Pentagon watchdog says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth could have endangered troops by sharing details of an attack in a group chat. We'll hear from the journalist at
increasing the risk for liver disease, failure, and cancer. The committee will also discuss changing how pediatricians inoculate children against more than a dozen other infectious diseases, including measles, whooping cough, and polio. Most public health experts say any changes are unnecessary and would be dangerous. Rob Stein, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher this morning. Dow futures up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures up a fraction. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A California startup plans to build what it says is the world's first nuclear reactor that is 1 mile underground, and it has picked Parsons, Kansas for the location. Deep Fission CEO Liz Muller says the company will break ground at an industrial park on Tuesday.
Working with the Great Plains Industrial Park has been very positive. I think they have a significant need for energy, and it looks like Deep Fission is a really good fit for that particular use case.
Deep Fission wants the reactor to be operational by July to show federal regulators it works. After that, it would pursue approval for commercial operation. With the Trump administration once again threatening to withhold food assistance funding from Kansas and other states, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she has, quote, no interest in being bullied into releasing information that is personal and private. The administration is demanding the personal information of people who receive food assistance. Kansas is among more than 20 states that have refused that request. Yet the administration says it needs the information to root out alleged fraud and will withhold funding from states that don't comply. KSNT reports the Democratic governor is currently working with her legal team to determine how to respond. A Kansas middle school is replacing laptops with pencil and paper. McPherson Middle School says students will be turning in their Chromebooks at the end of the semester. In a letter to parents, the school says it hopes switching to paper and pencil tasks will promote deeper thinking, handwriting fluency, and less screen fatigue. KSN reports students who still need to use a laptop for homework or projects will be able to check one out. This year's NCAA volleyball tournament features both Big 12 schools from Kansas, KU, and K-State. The Jayhawks have their first round tournament matchup on their home floor tonight in Lawrence. Greg Eklund has a preview.
KU opens against High Point of North Carolina following the first match of the day between the Tulsa Golden Hurricane and the Miami Hurricanes. KU volleyball coach Matt Ulmer is in his first year, replacing legendary Jayhawk coach Ray Bouchard. And Ulmer has guided his team to becoming one of the 16 host sites for the first and second round matches. Ulmer says he saw strong play at the start of the season, and now he's hoping for more, even playing beyond this week.
Those are words until you actually get out there and go play somebody that can really punch you.
Kansas State is also in the NCAA tournament and will have a Friday first-round match in Lincoln, Nebraska, against the University of San Diego. I'm Greg Eklund.
In college basketball, the KU women defeated Northwestern last night, 74-62. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 28. Tonight, clear with a low around 19. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 29. This is Morning Edition on KPR at 7:07.
Support for
economy standards. So in that sense, the rules were already irrelevant. So why change them? Well, the Trump administration is trying multiple tactics to make sure the policy changes stick even after a change in presidents, anticipating another twist of the roller coaster. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. Coming up in the next half hour, A new documentary profiles ranchers in Greenwood County, Kansas, including a young couple trying to make a go of it as ranchers and small business owners in rural Kansas. The first public screening of the documentary takes place in Emporia on Sunday. Coming up on Morning Edition, we'll hear more about An Oasis on the Prairie, Ranchers of Greenwood County, Kansas. That's at 7:45. Hope you can stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with high temperatures near 28 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer. Highs tomorrow around 44 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Current conditions around the listening area right now. In Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 14 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 12 degrees. Junction City's mostly clear and 14.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, India's diplomatic tightrope. Will its close ties to President Putin, who's visiting, further sour its relationship with the US? Also, we'll remember the American guitarist Steve Cropper, the man behind countless 60s soul classics.
You can hear the BBC NewsHour at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from 20th Century Studios.
Who knows if this deal will hold where it matters most, on the ground. For NPR News, I'm Emmett Livingstone in Kinshasa.
This is NPR News.
We hear the word ideology a lot these days. Both conservatives and liberals use the term, but people tend only to refer to something as an ideology if they disagree with it.
Ideology has essentially become a form of name-calling. It's a way of sort of saying you have ridiculous or stupid beliefs.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. How the meaning of ideology has changed on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join KPR's Laura Lorson for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. today. And every weekday, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a look at your weather forecast. It's 7:30.
About their citizenship. Hussein says it's racism disguised as immigration policy.
This attack against the Somali community is an attack against black people. President Trump has had a history of targeting black people. This is no different.
Around 80,000 people of Somali heritage live in Minnesota. The vast majority are American citizens. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An industrial park in Parsons, Kansas, will be the site of a one-mile-deep nuclear reactor. The company developing it says it's the first of its kind in the world. Liz Muller is the CEO of the advanced nuclear company Deep Fission. She says the goal is to have the reactor up and running by July to demonstrate it for federal regulators.
We won't be generating electricity at that time. That's just showing that the reactor does what we say it's going to do and that it can be operated safely.
Mueller says putting a reactor at the bottom of a deep borehole adds to its safety and will make nuclear power significantly less expensive. Deep Fission is targeting data centers and other industries as end users for its nuclear energy. The family of a Kansas State prison inmate who was allegedly killed by his cellmate last year is suing the state. The victim, Brooks Von Thayer, was dead for 2 days before his cellmate, Matthew McDaniel, alerted corrections officers at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. Von Thayer was stabbed multiple times. McDaniel has been charged with murder. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Von Thayer's relatives allege the Kansas Department of Corrections failed to adequately protect him. Police are investigating after a water tower in Pottawatomie County was damaged by gunfire. The tower is in Olsburg. The damage was reported Wednesday, but police say it may have occurred between August and November. The Pottawatomie County Rural Water Department No. 2 says it may cost as much as $100,000 to repair the damage. WIBW-TV reports the damage does not appear to be impacting water service in the district. A teenager has been arrested after he allegedly robbed a bank in western Kansas. The alleged robbery took place at the Equity Bank in Holcomb on Tuesday afternoon. The 16-year-old male was arrested in the bank's parking lot. Police say the teen was wearing a mask and was armed with a knife. KSN reports the investigation is ongoing. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, still below normal temperatures, highs today around 28 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 19 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs tomorrow near 44 degrees. Forecast for the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 29. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 13 degrees at 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you could join us this morning. Hope you could stick around. Coming up on the Marketplace Morning Report, more about the emerging lunar economy. There's a treaty that lays out a basic framework of international space law, including provisions that say any exploration of outer space should be for peaceful purposes and for the benefit of all nations. But what about conducting business on the moon? We'll hear more about that coming up at 7:51.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 28 degrees. That's about 16 below normal for this time of year. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, temperatures get back up to the more seasonable range. Highs tomorrow near 44 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, now enrolling for winter and spring classes in dance, theater, and visual arts. More information is available at lawrencearthcenter.org.
In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy skies, 13 degrees at 7:44.
Hi, I'm Jeff Watson, host of Afternoon Classical Music. Take a moment to reflect on how classical music enriches your life, the solace in your mornings, the peace and focus throughout your day. This music that speaks to your soul is a vital part of our community. With federal funding gone, KPR now relies almost entirely on listener support. And this is your last chance this year to double your impact. Join now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your support keeps this cherished music alive.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Guitarist Steve Cropper has died. The Memphis musician helped redefine the sound of Southern soul in the 60s and 70s. He was an original member of Booker T and the MGs, the house band at Stax Records. Cropper played on Otis Redding's Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. He was even a blues brother. So in the immortal words from Sam and Dave's Soul Man, Steve Cropper was 84. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Lots of stories have been told about young people leaving the farm and heading to the big city. Today we'll hear about that story, but in reverse. It's about a couple in the Flint Hills who left the city and moved to the farm. As part of a new documentary about ranchers in Greenwood County, Kansas, filmmaker Dave Kendall interviewed a couple working at Salt Creek Farm.
Salt Creek Farm emerged from the aspirations of Jay and Sarah Shivers. Jay grew up in rural Texas, while Sarah was raised on her family's ranch in Greenwood County.
I think a part of me always knew I would end up here. I have an older brother, but ag was never his thing. But I was always dad's kind of little shadow. I rode around all the time with him, always helped with the cattle. I always had an interest in it. I showed sheep and cattle growing up in 4-H and had a few Grand Champion steers at our county fair. And I always knew it was something special to me. Our first day in our market there. But after we'd been there about a year, we knew we wanted a bigger space. And then we opened at our new building in end of March of 2025. And it's, again, we were blown away by the community support. This community has just been amazing in their support and how they've shown up for us. And it's just been a great experience.
This radio segment comes from the new documentary, An Oasis on the Prairie, Ranchers of Greenwood County, produced by Dave Kendall at Prairie Hollow Productions. The first public screening of the documentary takes place at the Granada Theater in Emporia this Sunday at 2 p.m. For more information, visit prairiehollow.net.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com.
This year will soon end, and KPR needs your help to start 2026 strong. Every day we bring you nuanced reporting on the issues that matter most in our region, free from commercial influence. But now, with federal funding gone, your support is essential. Make your year-end gift today and keep this vital service thriving. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, and when you make a gift of $15 a month or more, you can get a KPR holiday ornament. Your monthly gift makes all the difference.
Support for KPR comes from Wichita State University, announcing President Rick Mielma's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, spanning the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book.
At marketplace.org. We also have a new video up where I share what I learned about the stock market by building and launching big amateur rockets. It's what I do for some reason. Search Marketplace APM on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram for that. It's Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. For the second straight day, President Trump...
...makers to build cars using expensive technologies that drove up costs, drove up prices, and made the car much worse.
The change will boost the bottom line of automakers. Trump says it will also benefit drivers' budgets, although economic analyses have found that stringent standards actually save households money by requiring less gas. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
The FBI has made an arrest in the investigation of pipe bombs planted near the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters in D.C. the night before the deadly January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. The person's name hasn't been released. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A California startup plans to build what it says is the world's first nuclear reactor that is 1 mile underground, and it has picked Parsons, Kansas for the location. Deep Vision CEO Liz Muller says the company will break ground at an industrial park on Tuesday.
Working with the Great Plains Industrial Park has been very positive. I think they have a significant need for energy, and it looks like Deep Vision is a really good fit for that particular use case.
Deep Vision wants the reactor operational by July to show federal regulators it works. After that, it would pursue approval for commercial operation. The reactor could power a big energy user like a data center. We'll have more on this story later this hour on Morning Edition. A Lenexa man is under arrest after allegedly attacking an 85-year-old woman with a hammer at the Olathe Whole Foods. 50-year-old Christopher Brewer is charged with one count of aggravated battery causing great bodily harm or disfigurement. The attack occurred last Saturday around 12:30 p.m. Passers-by intervened to stop it. The Kansas City Star reports the woman suffered lacerations and facial fractures. Brewer was still holding the hammer when police arrived. Police have given no explanation for the attack. More Kansans will have access to comprehensive behavioral health care for mental health or substance use issues. As Beck Shackelford-Wanganga reports, the state won a grant from the National Council for Mental Well-Being.
Kansas will split more than $72 million with Illinois and Michigan over the next 3 years. The money will support Kansas's 26 certified community behavioral health clinics, which serve children, families, adults, and veterans. According to a release from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, the clinics offer things like outpatient treatment for substance use disorder and mental health issues, crisis services, and resources for psychiatric rehabilitation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
A new report gives Kansas a less-than-stellar grade when it comes to highway safety. The group Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety graded each state as green, yellow, or red. Only 5 states received the highest green rating. Kansas was one of 36 that received a yellow rating. 9 states received the lowest red rating, including Missouri. Among other things, the report criticizes Kansas for not requiring all motorcyclists and their passengers to wear a helmet. College basketball, the KU women defeated Northwestern last night, 74-62. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 28 degrees, winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 19. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny, little warmer, highs tomorrow near 44 degrees. At the moment in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 13 degrees. Manhattan's mostly sunny and 14 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from...
This is NPR News.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and KPR. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, a California startup is going to drill 1 mile deep in Parsons, Kansas, and install a nuclear reactor. We'll explain more. That's coming up at 8:45.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show, Daryl Brogdon's in for Cordelia this morning. He'll have songs for the season by the KU Choirs and the Elizabethan Singers. Also, the rarely heard bucolic suite of Ralph Vaughan Williams, plus music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. Join us for the classics today from 9 till noon on KPR1 stations. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 28 degrees. That's about 16 degrees below average for this date. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and things warm up to close to average. Highs tomorrow near 44 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 13. Topeka, partly cloudy, 12 degrees. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, we've got the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies with high temperatures near 28 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's partly cloudy, 14 degrees. Manhattan, mostly sunny, 15 degrees. It's 8:30.
Some members of Congress. A report from the Pentagon's Inspector General is critical of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for sharing details of pending U.S. airstrikes in Yemen on the Signal messaging app. That was back in March. The report says Hegseth risked endangering American troops, as NPR's Greg Myrie reports.
The report says Hegseth shared information labeled secret as he described details of the U.S. bombing campaign that was just about to begin against the Houthis. This report, which is expected to be released publicly today, says Hegseth violated Pentagon rules by using a personal phone for official business.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An industrial park in Parsons, Kansas, will be the site of a one-mile-deep nuclear reactor believed to be the first of its kind. Liz Mueller is the CEO of the advanced nuclear company Deep Fission. She says the goal is to have the reactor up and running by July to demonstrate it for federal regulators.
We won't be generating electricity at that time. That's just showing that the reactor does what we say it's going to do and that it can be operated safely.
Mueller says putting a reactor at the bottom of a deep borehole adds to its safety and will make nuclear power significantly less expensive. Deep Fission is targeting data centers and other industries as end users for its nuclear energy. We'll have more on this story coming up at 8:45. The family of a Kansas State prison inmate who was allegedly killed by his cellmate last year is suing the state. The victim, Brooks Von Thayer, was dead for 2 days before his cellmate Matthew McDaniel alerted corrections officials at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. Von Thayer was stabbed multiple times. McDaniel has been charged with murder. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Von Thayer's relatives allege the Kansas Department of Corrections failed to adequately protect him. Police are investigating after a water tower in Pottawatomie County was damaged by gunfire. The tower is in Olsburg. The damage was reported Wednesday, but police say it may have occurred between August and November. The Pottawatomie County Rural Water Department number 2 says it may cost as much as $100,000 to repair the damage. WIBW-TV reports the damage does not appear to be impacting water service in the district. A teenager has been arrested after he allegedly robbed a bank in western Kansas. The alleged robbery took place at the Equity Bank in Holcomb on Tuesday afternoon. The 16-year-old male was arrested in the bank's parking lot. Police say the teen was wearing a mask and was armed with a knife. KSN reports the investigation is ongoing. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 28 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 19. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 29. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 14 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR comes
to work in courts out of New York, California, and Massachusetts. Our reporting shows those locations have been particularly hit hard by the firings.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Glad you're with us on this Thursday morning. Hope you can stick around for a while. Coming up, one thing that has bucked the trend of rising prices is computers. Technological advances have underpinned a consistent drop in the cost of computers, but experts say that may be changing. We'll hear more at 8:51.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, still cold, high temperatures only around 28 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 19. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Warmer, highs tomorrow near 44. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 29 degrees. At the moment in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 14 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy and 13 degrees. It's 8:44. Clearly a minor malfunction there. This just gives me more time to say you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. A man in New Zealand stole jewelry. He took a Fabergé egg pendant from a store in Auckland and he swallowed it. The pendant had a tiny golden octopus inside. It was inspired by a Bond movie, so he ate a whole egg and also ate octopus. Police arrested the man but have yet to recover the pendant, so they have an officer constantly monitoring the man.
Oh, I sure hope everything comes out all right.
This too shall pass. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Fidelity Investments. A dedicated advisor can help build a flexible wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. A California startup is going to drill 1 mile deep in Parsons, Kansas, and install a nuclear reactor that it plans to turn on and demonstrate by the 4th of July. The company says it would be the first of this type of nuclear reactor in the world. Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda explain.
Okay, Celia, we've known this startup.
The process here, and the KCC doesn't have all the answers yet. It needs more information. Just one quick example, like if a utility in Kansas, if a utility wants to build a nuclear plant, it needs a siting permit with a public hearing at the KCC. But does deep fission count as a utility under those rules? The KCC doesn't know for sure yet, and it's in the early stages of communicating with this company.
That's Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda. The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert December 17th featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
You value the news and music you hear every day on KPR. I'm sure you've thought, I should give to KPR. Well, now is the time. The stakes have never been higher. Federal funding is gone, and the only way forward is with your help. As the year ends, put KPR in the category of things that truly matter. This is a public service, and listener support is the only way it stays available to all. Start a monthly gift of $15 today at kansaspublicradio.org, and you can get a KPR holiday ornament. Thank you for your support. Ten minutes away from the latest news from NPR, and then the classical morning show with Daryl substituting for Cordelia today. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 28 degrees. It's 9 minutes before nine.
Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, Zach Brown. of the Zac Brown Band reveals how music led him out of his troubled youth. Listen in the NPR app or on this public radio station. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Thursday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show is up next. Daryl's in for Cordelia today, and he has a lot of great things in store. Over on KPR2, you can hear the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 28 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 19. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny, warmer. Highs tomorrow near 44. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 14 degrees at 1 minute after 9.
Live from NPR News.